Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
My name's Neely Andrews. I'm the Executive Director of Toe River Arts.
So, Neely, it has been a while since we've talked, and there have been a lot of things happened in that while, hadn't it?
It has. It's been quite a few months, but we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on despite, you know, the pandemic and not really knowing what to expect next. But I feel like we're doing the best we can, as most of us are, and we're still excited about some programming and events we have coming up.
You've got a special event coming up, so tell me what you're doing.
Yes, we're really excited about it. Something we recognized early on, as soon as the pandemic kind of started getting national and more attention, was that we needed to move a lot of our programming and events online. And thankfully, we just combined our two websites the beginning of this year and added this e-commerce functionality, which has really helped us while our doors are closed. But also what that means is we can move our events online as well. So this year, starting July 17th and running through the 19th, we'll be hosting an online auction where supporters of the organization can purchase handmade, one-of-a-kind pieces of artwork, and all of the revenue raised goes back to operational costs for the organization and to help with funds we've lost during the pandemic while our doors were closed.
What are some of the things we've got to look forward to?
We have a beautiful piece of glasswork from Kenny Pieper, who is a well-known glass artist around this area. It's a beautiful vase that he donated. We also have two-dimensional work from artists like Kat Turtson and Deborah Carpenter, and then some work from new artists Melanie Reisch and Noah Valentine Stiles, which are both clay pieces, and they're up-and-coming artists in the area. And then another exciting part of this event is supporters who don't see a piece of artwork that they're just not passionate about and they're not sure that they want to purchase any artwork can donate to our educational programming through a call to action. So there will be an opportunity for supporters to donate to our educational fund for the upcoming year because we have lost revenue for our educational program. So we're hoping to raise at least $2,500 for our educational programming through this event.
Well, that's pretty good. Some of those educational programs would include?
Our traditional arts program for students,
yeah,
which we offer free music lessons in the middle schools in both Mitchell and Yancey counties. And these lessons happen without any cost to the students or to the families. We provide them with not only lessons, but the instruments that they get to take home and keep at home for the year. So funding raised through this event will benefit that program, as well as workshops we offer for educators and teachers in the area. We all know that many rural counties kind of suffer from a lack of funds, especially in their public schools. And so some teachers here might not have the funding to travel and leave for professional development opportunities. So we try to bring those opportunities to them and to the counties here. So funds raised will actually benefit educators in this community.
Well, that really is cool. Mm-hmm. So, again, folks can find out more. I guess you've got the website set up to where folks can see what the auction items are?
Yes, exactly. So if folks go to www.toeriverarts.org, there will be an auction tab at the top of the website, and they click on that, and it pulls up a catalog of all of the items that are going to be up for auction, and then the starting bid, as well as just directions on how to do it. You can also call us or email us, and we'd be happy to walk you through the process. But it also gives information about our call to action for our education fund.
Okay, so that'll be in there, too. So it's call to action. That's something really neat, because like I say, you might not see the particular piece of artwork you want, but you know that if you review those programs, you're going to find some that you like and you want to be a part of.
Yes, absolutely. We hope so. We know that it's a tough time for everybody, but we're just hoping folks can give what they can, even if it's just $10 to our educational programming. It will immediately go back into our community.
So I know that with everything going on with COVID-19, the galleries are back open to some extent, aren't they?
Yes, the galleries are open for now until, you know, of course, we deem it might not be safe to be open. But right now we do have COVID-19 protocols in place that are protecting not only the visitors, but our staff who comes into the gallery. We're requiring face coverings for anyone who enters. There are hand sanitation stations. And then also we have plexiglass screens at the checkout counters, mm-hmm. but we're still open in Spruce Pine Tuesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and in Burnsville Thursday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Toe River Arts, been in the area doing a lot of good things for a whole lot of years.
Since 1976. So wow. We're still here, and we're trucking along, and we hope that we'll get to see you soon, and everyone is staying safe.
Thank you, Neely, for stopping by and filling us in, and good luck with all of this.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
The virtual auction is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this weekend, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, so it's coming up. Go to toweriverarts.org to find out more and support Toe River Arts in our area. Thank you to Executive Director of Toe River Arts, Neely Andrews, for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.